So Adele will not allow her man to tell her to shave her legs.
I knew it.
She said she was asked whether her boyfriend, somebody Konecki, minds her lax grooming habits. And she said, he has no choice. I have no man telling me to shave my effing legs. Shave yours. A, are there any ladies like that who refuse to shave their legs? And B, is there anything that your dude is asking you to do that you are not doing?
Is that an outlandish request to want your lady to have smooth legs?
No.
Most women want smooth legs.
Yeah, most women are aghast if their legs are not smooth. That is very atypical for a woman not to want smooth legs. But I would absolutely love to hear from ladies out there, other, again, than butt stuff. What does your man ask you to do that you simply won't do? 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. You got something good, we'll hook you up with Next Big Thing tickets that we've got for you, a couple other concerts as well. But
I wanted my lady to make some beat slaw like Nicki made, and she wouldn't do it.
She just refused, said, no, I'm not making beat slaw?
No way I'm making beat slaw.
That's a good woman.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah. Beat slaw is pretty gross.
Here comes Nicki.
Yes, Nicki?
My man wanted me to make beat slaw, so I made it.
That's good.
What if he made a request for your grooming habits, would you kindly oblige?
It depends on what they were.
Okay. But,
Let me see it.
Beat slaw.
What if he wanted you to shave your arms?
Shave your arms?
I'm just.
You think Nicki has hairy arms?
No, but there's.
I don't shave my arms.
So if he said, I would love for you to shave your arms, you would do it, right?
I'd tell him he could do it for me. Because then he'd have to deal with the stubble and have to do it.
Hmm. What if he said, hey, Nicki, I really like a lady with smooth arms.
He can pay for me to have laser hair removal.
Oh, wow. We got another Adele on our hands here.
I'm just saying, shaving your arms every day, because that's what I would have to do. So that adds on to everything else I have to shave.
Do you ever not want to shave your legs?
Of course.
Well, I mean, why do you do it then?
Because I want them to be smooth.
Okay.
I mean, how are the legs different from the arms? Some guys like feeling arms.
Well, he doesn't like feeling arms.
All right.
Well, yeah, because they're hairy.
Okay, if he really asked me to do that, I would consider it.
Yeah, I just, I can't imagine a girl just going, I'm not shaving my legs. That's.
I actually thought about in the shower this morning as I was shaving my legs how I, like, in the winter, I'll go days without shaving because I'm wearing pants, and I can, and now I won't be able to.
Nicki, are you resembling a bear in the shower? Do you want to grow some hair on your legs?
No, just in the winter, legs? Girls can go a few days without shaving their legs.
Want to hibernate a little bit? Maybe get a nice picnic basket?
Because you're not wearing shorts or dresses every day.
That's right.
It's normal.
That's correct.
I'm sorry, do you have to shave your legs every day?
No, I do not.
Okay, good.
My girlfriend does. She says if she shaves in the morning, by the end of the day, she has a little stubble going on.
Really?
Once you get started, you got to keep going.
Yeah, she says she wishes she didn't have to do it.
But that would be like me if I was a woman. I have to shave my legs 4 times a day.
Me too. I would have 5 o'clock shadow by the time the razor left
on your legs.
On my legs, yes.
By the way, I think Nicki whispering is, that's perfect.
Sure. Hi, Drew Grabo Live, ASMR Hour. How are you and who are you?
I am Trevor.
Hi, Trevor.
And I'm doing great.
Trevor, I'm going to need you to bring the voice down a little bit for some ASMR.
Oh, I apologize. That was me. Sorry.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I apologize. I'm sorry. It was just dumbfounding. I was like, what if Nicki was a guy that shaved? That's what I was thinking. Would she still shave? Sorry. It was just a dumb question. I thought I should call. And
no, you shouldn't. You should have thought to yourself, no, I really shouldn't call. This is a dumb question. I should not call. If the thought occurs to you, this is a dumb question, I should call, you're absolutely wrong. The dumb question precludes a phone call.
What was he even saying?
I have no idea.
Okay.
It was a horrible phone connection and, quite frankly, a horrible phone call. Hi, Drew Grabo Live, ASMR Hour. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Dee.
Hi, Dee. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Drew?
Oh, I'm very well. Thank you very much. I appreciate your hushed tone. Is there anything that your man asks you to do, of course, other than butt stuff, that you just simply do not wish to do?
Not my current one, but I had an ex who, he enjoyed bass fishing at an ungodly hour of the morning.
Bass fishing.
And he insisted that whenever we would go fishing that he wanted me to do my hair and makeup. Like, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm not doing my hair and makeup bass fishing.
One moment, please. This exploitative man would make you put on hair and makeup just to go fishing with him at dinner.
Bass fishing.
Yes.
Bass fishing.
So. Yes. And it came down to the point where he says, well, I'm just not going to take you fishing with me if you don't do your hair and makeup. Oh, gee, my loss. I'm sorry.
he didn't want you to scare the fish.
No surprise that you pushed that man to the curb then, because he quite frankly doesn't deserve you.
It's ridiculous.
Yes, I'm very sorry that happened to you, but I hope you're finding happiness with another.
Quite so. Thank you, Drew.
Oh, you're very welcome. Have you tried this?
I think you're very good at that.
I'm okay.
AMSR.
Thank you. Have you tried it yourself, or had you heard of it before this radio program? Because I had never heard of it before.
I've heard of the tapping and the soft sounds, but I haven't heard anybody just talking and saying nonsense.
Sure.
You know, you were very against, and you always made fun of me when I was tapping, and you tap your meridians and all that to calm yourself down.
Yes.
But people whispering and talking about rich desserts like lollipops, that you can get into.
What's your favorite dessert, Dee? What's a dessert that you really enjoy?
I think I like apple cobbler.
I love to make a nice pie crust and pour in some apples and some cinnamon. And then I take the crust on top and I lace it, interlacing it like a typical cobbler. I'll serve
you. That just sounds like a completely different fetish. It's not putting me to sleep. It's kind of weirding me out.
I'd like to take some cinnamon vanilla bean ice cream and put it on top of that apple cobbler and warm it up just a little bit and serve it to you as little rivulets of vanilla and bean cinnamon ice cream. Just pour all over that cobbler. You like that, don't you? You like the cobbler?
I'm pretty sure you can make money doing that, but not for ASMR.
Do you want some ointment on your cobbler?
Don't say ointment.
That's sorry.
Unpleasant word.
Sorry.
Say salve. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call, and I hope you have a wonderful night with some apple cobbler in it, okay?
Okay, Drew. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Take care now. Hi, Becca. Welcome to the ASMR Hour. Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. What's happening?
Hey. Drew.
Hi. How are you doing, Becca?
You sound so relaxed.
Thank you. I am relaxed. It's because I'm doing ASMR now.
Yes.
Tell me what your man wanted you to do that you didn't want to do, please, because this is quite bizarre.
My man wants me to shave my toe hair.
I'm sorry. Did you say shave your toe hair?
Yeah.
On your big toe?
Yeah.
Wait. Do girls have toe hair?
I've seen some girls with some toe
hair. Yeah, you should shave it.
Well, I mean, how does that subject come up? Like, all that out of the blue? Like, hey, how's everything going in the relationship? Oh, pretty good. Could you shave your toe hair, please?
Yeah. I have, like, 3 blonde hairs on my toe. And I just, like, don't think it's that big of a deal. And he can't help but, like, stare at it all night. And I'm like, I'm not going to shave it for you. And he's like, it's, like, 3 hairs.
So, I mean, why don't you just pluck them? You don't need to shave 3 hairs. You can just pull them on out of there, right?
It's like the premise. Like, you shave your toe hairs.
I do. Oh, so you want him to shave his toe hair. Well, you mean you shave your armpits, don't you?
Well, I do. Yeah.
All right. And you don't want him to shave his armpits, do you?
Well, he does.
Oh. Wait a minute. Hold on. He shaves his armpit hair?
He does. He actually, like, shaves his whole body except for his toe hairs, which is why, again, ooh, I want him to shave his if I'm going to have to shave mine.
Oh. You like your men nice and smooth?
I mean, he's a cyclist, and that's just, like, what you do in that, like, arena.
No, it's not.
You shave your toe hair.
shave your toe hair if you're a cyclist.
Well, they create drag.
I guess so.
Yeah.
They create drag when they put on a dress.
I never heard they had to be nice and smooth to be a cyclist. I take my bike out for 15 miles. I don't feel like I'm losing any speed because all my body hair.
This guy's coming in 2 seconds before you are.
You totally have to shave it. Otherwise, like, you're a friend. No one takes you seriously in your spandex.
I see. Let me ask you this, Becca. What's your favorite band in the entire world?
Oh, God. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's a hard one.
Give me
AC/DC?
Oh, you love the Australian sounds of AC/DC. Angus Young, and of course you do. They're Back in Black. They've got Big Balls, Hell's Bells. They're on a highway to hell. For those about to rock, they salute you. It's AC/DC. A little ASMR AC/DC.
I know.
Yeah.
So
thanks.
The toe hairs are blonde, so I don't feel like it's that big. If they were dark toe hairs.
It's only 3 of them.
Yeah.
3.
You can't even name them.
Right. You got, like, snap, crackle, and pop.
And like, how long is he, like, staring at your feet?
Like, he just brings it up all the time, like, in conversation. He'll work it into the conversation. And I'm like, dude, like, it's 3 blonde hairs.
Oh, hold on 1 second. We have some important advice for you from Danielle. Danielle, go ahead for Becca, please.
Don't do it, Rebecca. Do not do it. You will regret it for the rest of your life. Trust me.
What? For the rest of her life? What's going to happen if she shaves her toe? Or does she lose her magic powers?
Yes. So here's the deal. I went and got a pedicure once, and I had two little tiny blonde hairs on a little toe here and a little toe there, and the Chinese lady decided to shave my toes on one side, and then she thought, oh, well, it'll be a great idea after I slipped out to do the other side to even me up. Ever since then, they're no longer blonde. Now they're black, and they're obnoxious, and I have to shave them on a regular basis. Don't do it, Rebecca.
That's what I've heard. I've heard that once you shave them, they grow back like a werewolf. I'm not interested in that look.
So. True story. You know, and then you're going to be waxing your toes all the time. It's just one less maintenance thing you want to take care of.
You can just shave them when you shave your legs.
Well, yeah. We'll wax them toes.
Yeah, we'll wax them.
You can, but
get your toes waxed for you.
They grow back all stubbly and prickly and weird. Don't do it.
Right.
Thank you.
No means no.
Thank you very much.
Wait, hold on.
All right, go ahead.
Who are we talking to that's got the toe hair? Becca.
Oh. Becca?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, still her.
Becca, will you come into the studio and we can tweeze your toe hairs and then me, Kevin, and Drew can each have one?
I mean, are you going to consistently tweeze them?
Anytime
like
you need it.
Back.
Anytime you need it. You come on. Each of us gets our own personalized toe hair. There's the Seth hair, the Kevin hair, and the Drew hair.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Oh, we would love to do that.
We're not joking.
No, we're not at all. We would love to have our own individual toe hair and shave it for you or pluck it for
you.
It's kind of
hot. Is it just on one toe or is it on the other foot too?
No, it's on the other foot too. But they're like sweet baby blonde hairs. Like, who cares?
Right. Like, your boyfriend's way too sensitive about the toe hair. Keep the toe hair.
I just like, if you want to buy me laser for Christmas, then fine, I guess.
Right.
I bet if you shave them, you can go down a shoe size.
Becca, thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call very much. Oh, hold on. I have the Chinese lady who shaved that other girl's toes. Hold on 1 second. Hair on me, shave your toe hair when you come in for a little pedicure. Me rub to pumice the stone on the bottom of your foot, and then I take your toe hair and I shave it off, and it come back all big and bushy, and me so horny. Thank you, though, Becca. Have yourself a great night, okay?
Great. Thanks.
NBA star Russell Westbrook has never shaved. Never taken a razor to his face to remove unwanted hair.
Look at him. He's pretty. He has a pretty smooth face, man.
I kind of enjoy shaving. Like, I started shaving at like 14, 15 years old. 31 years into it, and I don't mind shaving at all. Like, I like the maintenance of the beard. I like shaving the neck. I don't cut myself all that often. Seth, if you don't shave for 4 days, you look like the Wolfman.
Thank you. I'm well aware of that fact. Russell Westbrook said, I have never shaved a day in my life. I just don't really grow facial hair.
He's got a couple of whiskers, and that's about it.
Yeah. Wow.
I've never met another guy who's never shaved in his life.
I don't think I have either.
We've talked to women on the phone before who have shaved their faces, and there's guys out there that don't have to shave.
I would like to talk to both of those.
I don't think that there's a lot of guys that have never had to shave before.
Oh, no, that's more common than you think.
Really?
Yeah.
If you're a dude who's never had to shave, 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. And if you're a lady who does have to shave the face, we won't make fun, I promise. We just want to hear about the struggle because I heard it's real.
Kevin, how often do you have to shave your face?
Yeah, I shave like twice a week. I don't really care. I shave, like, if I have somewhere to go.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
Saturday night, like, if I go out, which that's usually my night to go out, I'll shave, like, the neck part, and then I'll get all the gray out by using my beard trimmers.
Really?
Yeah, you see this right here?
Yeah.
If I don't take a clipper down to a 1, which is what this is, it is all gray right here. It's as long as the rest of the hair, but it's all gray.
That's the way you're supposed to be.
No, sir. Well, I reject the way I'm supposed to
be. But women love the gray mixed in with the dark. I think they call it the salt and pepper look.
They love it.
That is very insulting.
It makes you look distinguished.
I don't want to look distinguished. Distinguished means old.
What's wrong with having gray?
I reject it.
You shouldn't, though. I mean, you're at the age where gray is very acceptable.
It's not. Not to me.
Well, why don't you just straight up dye it, then?
No way. I will never get
so
to that point.
You don't want it, but you don't want to dye it.
I don't want to dye it. As long as I can eliminate it with my beard trimmers. Like, I have some gray working on this side of my head now that wasn't there before. And every time I look in the mirror, that's all I can look at.
Yeah, I'm way younger than you are, and I have much more gray on the sides of my head than you do.
Yeah, I don't know why, but for some reason, dudes in my family go gray late, which is fine with me.
Well, you guys have a great head of hair in your family.
Oh, thank you so much for noticing.
Yeah, you've got your hair, so who cares? I mean, if you have a little gray in your beard, it's all good.
You got any gray, like, you know, down here?
No gray pubes.
No?
No. And I have a lot of pubic hair.
SBK said prove it.
I didn't know. I did not.
You just said prove it.
He wrote me a note that said prove it.
Don't be trying to work out your fantasies through me.
Oh, I've seen them before.
Oh, see, look at you.
It's gray free.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Ladies who have to shave your faces and dudes who have never shaved, what nationality do you think is more prone to never having shaved?
What nationality?
Yeah, like what ethnicity?
I don't know.
I think Asian dudes. I don't think Asian dudes grow a lot of facial hair.
Oh, that's true. Our one of our high up bosses, Tim Clark, does not have to shave at all.
Well, that's because he's 19 years old.
Well, yes, that's true.
Brian, what's up? Welcome to. We got one dude who doesn't shave and a young lady who shaves her face. This is perfect. What's up, Brian? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, buddy? Not bad. How are you?
Good, man. Thank you.
I'm 23 years old. It grows in all like Joe Dirt. I got sideburns and a goatee. That's it. Doesn't grow anywhere else. Not even on my neck. Nowhere. And that's all gray.
So wait. Hold on a second. You got it on the side, but no neck hair whatsoever?
No neck hair whatsoever.
Wow, man. So you don't shave. Yeah. You don't have to take the time to shave.
No, not at all. And it's all gray and blonde.
Huh. So you've never shaved before?
Never.
Oh, my God. Well, he's only 23. Is there a chance he might get hairier throughout the years, or is it over?
I got a lot of chest hair and a lot of pews, but nothing on the face.
Yeah, keep talking, stud. All right, hold on one second. I'm going to patch you through with Leisha, who does shave her face, and we're going to see which one of you is worse off. Leisha, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry. I can hardly understand you through all that facial hair. Could you speak up, please? No, I'm having some fun with you.
I really don't have that much facial hair, but I think it's interesting that other guy doesn't shave because it's like a makeup artist trick where you shave your face and then you don't have all the little fine, like, peach fuzz hairs to work with.
Mm.
But they say, like, shaving your face makes you look younger. Mm. So that's why men tend to look about 5 to 10 years younger than women because you guys shave all the time.
Why do you shave your face? If you shave your face, it comes in thicker.
Mm-hmm. That's not true. That's an old wives' tale.
An old wives' tale. Okay.
I love what's happening here. This is some great back and forth.
Facial hair argument.
Well, why is he so angry at her?
I don't know.
To shave her face.
He wants what she has.
Like,
I'm not angry.
At me. Like, I don't really grow much hair anywhere. I just, like, I have blonde, fine blonde hair.
Oh, you got, like, one of those fine lady mustaches?
Why don't you get wax instead of shaving it?
Because it's easier to shave and then exfoliates.
I don't know. That's weird. I've never heard of a female shaving her face, but whatever.
Marilyn, okay. Marilyn Monroe and Audrey Hepburn and a whole bunch of famous women. Elizabeth Taylor used to do it.
Well, they're weird.
I shave my face.
What?
Okay. Do you see?
I shave, yeah.
You're weird.
No, yeah, it's actually great for exfoliation.
Yes, exactly.
I'm with Brian on this.
But also, I have a little issue about my upper lip because I'm Cuban.
Oh.
Let me see.
Okay, get out of my face.
You ought to let that grow in. It'll probably come in pretty nice.
You have yourself a fine lady mustache.
I don't get it.
You're beautiful, Nikki.
Thank you.
Listen to them.
I don't get it waxed because it pulls off skin and it makes your lip darker.
What do you think?
All right.
Brian, what do you think about that? Brian?
Hey, what's up? I didn't hear you.
Oh, no. What do you think about that? She said it hurts too bad to wax.
No, it does hurt, but it also makes your upper lip darker when you wax it.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
Really,
like
scar tissue almost.
Okay. Thank you both very much. You guys were awesome. Thank you, Brian, and thank you, Leisha.
I like how he said everything was so stupid. We should have him on the phone more often when we have callers call in.
Boy, that guy needs a show of his own. I would listen to that.
Boy, so Nikki, how often are you shaving your face and use a Mach 5? I mean,
no, I actually use a nose hair trimmer.
Oh.
And then for like the sides of my face, there's this little tiny one blade razor that you can use, and a lot of makeup artists suggest doing it because it exfoliates your face and it just takes off the peach fuzz like on your cheeks and stuff.
I know what I'm getting you for Christmas right now.
What?
DollarShaveClub.com.
Oh.
No, I don't use regular razors.
No, but you should start.
No.
She use Magic Shave. It's like Nair for your face.
Oh, No. That hurts.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Dudes who have never shaved and girls who do it every day. Caroline, she says she shaves every day. What's up, Carolyn?
Every 8 hours, just about.
Oh, no. You have that much facial hair?
Italian.
Yeah, but
I mean, you can't see it if you're looking at me.
Okay.
But yeah, I have black hairs growing in too. It's awful. I went to a dermatologist actually just yesterday, and he can't even guarantee that if I have 3 or 4, I guess whatever they do to take it off, it'll grow back. So why go through the pain?
Just be
so
yourself.
I just shave every day.
You should just let it grow out and see what happens.
Yeah, like
no, I'm
maybe
not gonna do that.
Maybe you'll find a dude who appreciates you with like a big full beard.
Yeah. Oh.
Now you said you guys would be nice. That's why I called in. I was nervous to call in
who
about
said
that.
I'll be nice,
my dear.
I'm a beautiful girl.
I know. I'm not saying you're not. I'm just saying be what you're supposed to be. Like maybe if you let it all grow in and it was a full beard, maybe a dude would be like, "That's something unique."
No. I even pluck when I'm driving down the road.
Plucker.
I have like
wait.
15.
You're a drive-by plucker?
In my truck.
You're plucking and driving?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yep.
You're going to wreck your car with all that plucking and driving.
Every red light.
You're plucking at every red light? You're out of your plucking mind.
I am the worst driver in Tampa, too, so that even makes it worse.
Do you throw the hairs just in your car, or do you throw them out of the window?
No, I try to collect them and then, like, count how many I've, pulled out of my face. Then feel them because they're really hard, and then I just throw them.
Pluck them and save them and send us like a month's worth.
when you count, is that number
that would be
in
a lot?
Is that number in triple digits? Like the hairs that you've discarded, have you counted into triple digits yet?
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, the drive-by.
I've gotten to like 40.
All right,
In a day.
Every 8 hours, at least 40 on each side of my chin.
And then
my upper lip. And then in between my eyes.
Oh, the unibrow.
I'm Italian, and that's what happens. Every 8 hours, it comes right
don't,
back.
Don't blame it on being Italian. it's your diet.
It ain't my diet. Mm-hmm. I'm fine.
What are you eating? What are you eating a lot of? Like, what's your, what are you eating?
Every day, I have an ice cream cone every day.
There you go.
Which is yummy. And I have a Diet Coke. I drink Diet Cokes every day. I love Diet Coke.
Okay, all right.
And banana cakes. I eat banana cakes. I like them.
Banana cakes?
Slamming the snacks.
What's a banana cake?
Well, that's what I eat every day. You get them at racetrack. They're carrot cake.
Carrot cake.
They're yummy. Mm-hmm.
Except
they're yummy.
Every day.
Get this gorilla off the phone.
Oh, that's
every
not
every day.
Nice. Pat said, get this gorilla off the phone.
When do you eat the ice cream cone? At the end of the day, the middle of the day? Do you get your day started with it?
Every morning when I drop my kids off at school.
Wow.
McDonald's knows me.
So wait.
Very much so.
Hold on one second.
And racetrack. They know me in Brooksville. Every racetrack in Brooksville, they know me.
They do.
Because I buy boxes of carrot cake.
They're like, hey, here comes the hairy lady again.
Have you tried switching up your diet? Maybe it is your diet that's creating so much unwanted hair
on
your face.
It's a diet.
No.
Can't be that. No, it's Italian
hormones.
Thing, right? Hormones.
I mean, come on. If ice cream caused hair, we would be the hairiest nation in the world. We might already be.
It's the combination.
it's the ice cream with the Diet Coke with
guess
the banana
cake.
What
I'm cakes. Eating right now.
I'm eating
ice cream right as we speak.
What kind of ice cream are you eating?
Chocolate and vanilla swirl.
So it sounds like
sugar cone.
Sounds like the hair on your face is the least of your worries.
What are you tipping the scales?
Baby doll, it probably is.
What are we tipping?
But I do. I shave and I pluck.
What are we tipping the scales at these days, darling?
Oh, 130.
Oh yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
That's fine. What, how tall?
Yeah.
You're not like 3'6", are you?
No, I'm 5'6".
Nah, she's purging.
All right.
I'm just fine. Yeah, I'm not. I don't have big boots. I got a big ass. I've been told that.
Well,
but
we know that.
I got a big badonky donk is what everyone says. It's like, my God, a big Kim Kardashian ass is what I have.
Yeah, sure.
She's great.
You're one of my favorite. Between her and Rottweiler.
We're talking about hair, not my badonky donk.
We like both.
Yeah, we celebrate both hair and the badonky donk with a little ice cream Diet Coke thrown in on the backside.
Oh my goodness. Yummy.
You got a man in your life?
I don't look like a man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You do.
I'm married 17 years.
Does he treat you right?
Yeah. He's my best friend. Yeah, he does. He's a great guy.
How's your
every day for me?
Good. How's your frequency, sex wise? You guys getting it on a lot?
Every other day for 17 years.
Every other day.
I have two kids. Right. Every other day, I either do something for him or
with ice cream.
I do something for him.
Does he like the way the 5 o'clock shadow feels rubbing against the inside of his thighs? I'm sorry. It's totally rude of me.
Hey, you weren't supposed to be mean. No.
I'm sorry.
Actually, he helps me pluck them at night sometimes.
Stop! He helps you pluck your facial hair?
Yes, he does.
All right.
He sure does.
All right. He's a hell of a man. You're a hell of a lady. Thank you so much for the
phone. I'm one of a kind.
You certainly are. Call us again. Hey, we're going to give you something. Hold on one second. We're going to send you like some motocross, all right?
All
right. What else do we have? I mean, she doesn't want that. Let's give her something.
Give her something she wants more, I guess. Good God.
What a call.
Yeah, I can't even talk to anybody else. Tell everybody else just to go to hell. I'm sorry. Who's going to follow up that act? You know what I mean?
Boy, women who actually shave their faces or are hairy, they have great personalities.
Mm-hmm. They have to. They got to have something.
Yeah, we had those two ladies on the phone. Yeah. Nikki, I mean.
Plucking and driving.
Yeah.